SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
On a simple table in the middle of the Grand Wren Library at Cambridge University's Trinity College sit four handmade spears, a physical representation of the moment of first contact between the British Empire and Australia's First Nations people. Items taken by Captain James Cook and documented by his botanist Joseph Banks as pikes. 254 years later, they are being returned to country. The formal handover of the spears was an emotional moment for those who'd campaigned for this day. Nolene Timbury represents the La Perouse local Aboriginal Land Council.
It's a very important chapter in the story of our community, in the story of our ancestors, and bringing these, as I call them, they're survivors from a moment in time that's, you know, the shared history of our country. So they're very important to us as a community, they're very important to all of Australia, and we're really happy that they're finally coming home. They were created, they were made before European arrival. So our ancestors made these before they had any sense that anything was coming. They're tools, they were made for a purpose. They weren't made to be sitting in a museum.
The spears were given to Trinity College in 1771 by Lord Sandwich and displayed in a university museum. In the 1990s, the first inquiries about their potential return were made. Repatriation is not a quick process. Ray Ingray is the chair of the Gujaga Foundation, which leads language and cultural activities within the La Perouse Aboriginal community.
Because it's been a bit of a long time, there's many people that kicked off this campaign or wanted to see this happen are no longer with us. And so it is a bit of a mixed emotions for us. A lot of the senior women in the La Perouse Aboriginal community in the 90s wanted to see this return. But it's pleasing that their grandkids and great-grandkids are here with us taking them home.
The return of Indigenous artefacts is a controversial topic in Britain. Trinity College had twice loaned the spears for displays in Australia in recent years. Those who've cared for them feel repatriation is of benefit to both countries. Professor Nicholas Thomas is the director of Trinity's Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology.
The artefacts are part of a British history, and I think it's hugely important that we in Britain understand Britain's history as involving these colonial encounters, at times colonial violence, a whole range of relationships. These kinds of collections in museums like the Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology have enormous educational potential. In some cases, that educational potential is going to be enlarged if material goes back to the places that it comes from.
There are thought to be at least 39,000 Indigenous Australian artefacts at museums in the United Kingdom, and it's hoped the process for repatriation can be sped up so it takes years rather than decades. Australia's High Commissioner to the UK, Stephen Smith, says around 12,000 items have been returned so far.
It is a painstaking and careful process. Of course, we would want returns and repatriations to be done more quickly, but in the end we want them to be done properly, we want them to be done in full consultation and agreement with the Indigenous community, the local Indigenous community concerned. We're in a much better space so far as that process is concerned now than we were some years or decades ago, and that's an unambiguously good thing, of course.
40 spears were recorded as being taken by Captain Cook from the villages of the Gweagal people. It's not clear what happened to the rest. Nolene Timbury hopes more will be discovered.
We're happy to have conversations with any museums that find some spears in their back storage area and any other objects that might be significant to our mob.
The four spears handed over today will initially be cared for by the University of Sydney, but will eventually be put on public display at a new permanent facility on the very site at Botany Bay from where they were taken in 1770. Ray Ingray again.
This is a win for all Australians. And this is where our shared history began. And we believe that we'll be able to balance the story of what happened in 1770 there for everybody to come when they come to Kurnell to see the spears up close and personal.
With the formal handover now complete, the spears will be returned to Australia in the coming weeks. In Cambridge, Ben Lewis, SBS News.